Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to C103's Cork Today podcast. Phone and text lines are currently closed.
Peter Dowdle, theirishgardener.com, joining me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Peter.
Good afternoon, Patricia, from a lovely sunny afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, it's beautiful here as well. It's just, we were talking about on Tuesday when we came back after the bank holiday weekend, St. Patrick's Day on Sunday was just glorious and there was heat in the sun. There's just something wonderful about this time of year when the sun shines.
I'm 51 years of age, Patricia, and I think it was the very first Patrick's Day that I have been out in sunshine.
In a long
I can't
time.
Remember one like, if ever, I think. But yeah, no, at this time of year, we're all, I think a switch goes off in all of us over the last kind of few weeks. We want to get back out. And I think sunny days at this time of the year, they're very special, yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of daffodils and I just love driving around and seeing all the daffodils around. It's absolutely gorgeous.
It is, and you need a bit of sunshine really to get out and enjoy them because they're like different creatures when the sun is shining. They're holding their trumpets up to the sky and to the sun, and they can look a bit bereft on the rainy days that we've been having. But yeah, they are lovely.
Yeah, and obviously somebody is spotting all the plants in the garden and wondering, is it too late to plant tulip bulbs?
It's too late to plant tulip bulbs, it is, because, well, I mean, if you have them and if you bought them, let's say, and they're sitting in a shed, absolutely plant them. They may come to nothing this year, but it'll stop them from dying and they'll be okay for next year. They won't store, if you like, until next autumn. So the correct time to plant tulips is during the winter. You know, the textbooks will often say the autumn, but I would actually say the winter. So November, December, January is the time that I would plant the tulip bulbs. So if you have some, plant them, but they're hardly likely to come to anything this year. But what you'll do if you really want tulips in your garden, you'll find that garden centres, if not now, very soon, will have tulips grown themselves in bud, ready to bloom. So you could kind of cheat it, if you like, and plant them.
Yeah, I actually did that with some daffodils this year because I didn't get enough daffodils and I love daffodils. So I bought some pre-planted, which was great. OK, now this is John who's looking for recommendations. He wants to replace a box's hedge. But he says, could you ask Peter, is and I'm always afraid of predictive texts, is it Lanaceria, elegant hedge, or box honeysuckle? Are they prone to box blight?
So Lanaceria isn't prone. No, box blight is specific to boxes, to box plants.
So obviously it doesn't spread to anything else. Happened to his hedge.
Yeah, probably. But the Lanaceras that he's talking about, there was a Lanacera natida, which he may be one of the ones he's referring to. That used to be referred to as poor man's box. But the other one he referred to there isn't a suitable replacement for boxes in that it doesn't look like it. It would be the climbing Lanacera, I think, like the honeysuckle. But the other good alternatives for box hedging, one is Japanese holly, which is Ilex crenata, which doesn't look like holly as we know it. And also there's a Euonymus pulchellus. Now, I know they're mouthfuls of names, but you'll find them easily enough as good alternatives to box hedging. And they look, it's funny actually, because I'll be talking about them this Friday on the Today Show with Dahi. I'm looking at alternatives to box hedging. So you'll actually see them there if you want. But call into your local garden centre and ask for alternatives to box hedging and they'll show them to you as well, you know.
I should stay on hedging because John was on, and this is he's got a question in for a friend of his who has bought a property, but there's another house very close behind and John's friend wants to put up some kind of a hedging for privacy, but obviously wants it to grow very quickly and is wondering, is it possible that you can buy a hedge that's already grown?
Yeah, it's absolutely possible is that it? You can buy a hedge that's already grown. And this is actually referring to it again. This is why I'm talking to Dahi on next Friday or this Friday about hedges, because one of the questions that I'm asked most often, Trish, and we're asked it on this program as well, is what's a good hedging plant for different situations. And people very often make the mistake, in my opinion, of asking for the quickest growing hedge, like John's friend here, because the quickest growing hedge doesn't stop growing when it's reached the height that you want it to reach. Do you know what I mean? So like the quickest growing, there's two words that will instill fear in many, many people listening, and it's Leyland palm, right? It's probably the quickest growing hedge of all, but it can reach 60 and 70 feet in 10 or 15 years. It's, you know, and it becomes a huge problem then. So you don't necessarily need a quick growing hedge. I would urge the second part of this question, yes, you can buy a mature and fully grown hedge. And I would urge people to go to the extra of expense of getting a medium or slow-growing hedge fully grown. You'll pay a bit more for it to plant it, but in the long term, you'll save because there's far, far less maintenance involved because it's slow-growing. So, in other words, you could get a six-foot Leyland palm hedge or even a laurel hedge for relatively small money, but it'll keep growing and growing and growing, and you'll pay thousands over the years to maintain it. Whereas, you know, to get an established, slower growing hedge at 6 foot, you might pay quite a bit more day one, but you'll spend far less maintaining it over the years.
Okay, a couple of people are on about their roses. Somebody is wondering, okay, what you now need to do for spring roses to stop diseases. And somebody has said, I had a lot of green fly on my roses last year. Now, they're looking okay at the moment, but what would you suggest that I spray them with or feed them with, or is it all too soon?
Well, for to prevent diseases, which was the first part of the question, most of the diseases that affect roses here, Trish, are fungal. So that can be black spot or rust or mildew. And they're all really not necessarily caused, but they all thrive in our climate, you know, warm and damp. And particularly last summer, which was very damp, these kind of problems were widespread. So it's a good time to be asking the question, because now, just as the roses are coming back into leaf, which is happening in front of our eyes at the moment, I would spray them with a solution of copper sulfate and water. Now, it's not something I would use regularly, maybe once a year at the right time, this time of the year. And what that does, Trish, is it acts as it's much easier to prevent the plants getting infected than it is to cure the infection. So by doing that now, we're hoping to make the plant more resistant to these fungal problems. So now is the time to do that. In terms of green fly and things like that, your best cure for green fly, in my opinion, is either go out if it's very heavily infested with the secateurs and nip off the few branches and have the green fly and throw them into the compost bin, or else just a hose with the spray of water and physically remove them that way. Alternatively, ladybirds, of course, are the natural predator for green fly, so the more of them you can have in the garden, the better. So less use of chemicals, zero use of chemicals, garden chemicals. Or alternatively, you could try spraying the rose with a garlic wash. A quick Google search into how to make a garlic wash, very, very effective at preventing. It makes whatever you spray it with, like roses or vegetable plants or anything, it makes that plant then totally unpalatable to aphids like green fly. So if you get your garlic wash onto the roses, you will have to repeat that a couple of times over the year.
But it does work.
Or over the summer. It does work, yeah.
Yeah. Mary in Ladysbridge. Hi, Peter. I have euphorbia shrub and now I've at least 10 more shooting up everywhere. What's the best thing to do before they completely take over?
Yeah, euphorbia. Some of the euphorbias are quite vigorous, shall we say, nearly invasive. The good news is they dig out very, very easily. There isn't really a magic wand for it. It's naturally what they do. But before they take over completely, you've got to get in control of it. But it'll probably be, pardon the pun, but an annual maintenance task where you'll need to just dig them out and either give them to friends and family or into the compost bin. But they will dig out easily, and it's really the only thing to do with them to stop them taking over.
Okay, very general question. Can I start cutting back my shrubs and my roses, says the listener? Shrubs, it depends on what the shrubs is it?
It does depend on what the shrubs are, yeah. But with roses, it's not a question of can you start. Yeah, you'd want to have them done by now, really. I'd normally like to have the roses cut back by the end of February, because cutting them back now, you won't harm the rose, but you're sacrificing any bit of new growth that it's made for this year already. So cut them back as soon as possible, I would say, with roses. With shrubs, yeah, as you correctly said, it does depend on which shrubs we're talking about, because a good rule of thumb, I would say, is you could still, even though it's getting a bit late, you could still cut back your summer flowering plants. There, your, like, if you can imagine your hydrangeas and your buddleias and things that flower in later summer and into the autumn, because they will flower on growth that is produced by the plant this year. However, any spring flowering plants like your camellias, rhododendrons, forsythias, things like this, a lot of them are in bloom already. And if they're not, they will be soon. So pruning them now, you're going to sacrifice this year's bloom. So I would wait for spring ones. I would wait till they finish flowering and then prune straight away. And for summer, yes, you could prune now, but ideally I'd have it done in February.
Okay, we're way over on time. We've got to leave it there. Listen, thank you for that. Have a lovely week and we'll chat again next Wednesday. Thanks a million. That is Peter Dowdall at theirishgardener.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.